feel good. Look, babe, I feel good. Francisco. Now, babe, move with your boogie. Now, babe, move with your boogie, babe. Good sugar. Sugar. Good boogie, baby. Do the twist, do the twist, do the shake, do the twist, baby, do the shake, baby. Look, people, it's a long plain hour. We can party all night. Get high, let your hair down, and midnight. I feel it moving. Wanna dance? Wanna dance? Dance, dance. Go higher, take me higher. Mm-hmm.
Willa Mae Big Mama Thornton, recorded back in April of 1966 at the Coast Recorders studio in San Francisco, California. Backed up by the Muddy Waters Band, Muddy, and also Samuel Lawhorn on guitars, Otis Band on piano, James Cotton on blues harp, Luther Johnson on bass, Francis Clay on drums. A number called I'm Feeling All Right. Of course, Big Mama Thornton's big fame came back in 1953 when her recording of Hound Dog, the Lieberstahler composition, was released by Peacock Records. She had recorded it in 52, it was released in 53, and soared to the number one position on the R&B charts. And Big Mama Thornton was always trying to hit that big number again. Never quite made it, though, but she did have some very fine recordings over the years. And before we heard Big Mama Thornton with the Muddy Waters Blues Band here on KRVS, we heard John Lee Hooker from his disc Boom Boom. That one came out in the early 1990s. Hooker on guitar and vocals, along with Albert Collins playing a lot of great lead guitar, and also Deacon Jones on organ. That was the piece was recorded at Russian Hill Studios in San Francisco, and the title of that number was Boogie at Russian Hill. We're going to turn next to a recording done in Berkeley back in the mid-1990s. This by Joe Louis Walker. Walker, back in the 60s, was really emerging on the blues scene in the San Francisco area. He backed up people like Earl Hooker, Magic Sam, Lightning Hopkins. Later got out of the blues, got his college degree, ended up singing with a gospel group, and in the mid-80s had his interest in blues revived while at one of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I think it was in 85. We're going to listen to him again from 95. Here's Joe Louis Walker on guitar and vocals with Blues of the Month Club. Thank you. Joe Louis Walker recorded in Berkeley, California, back in 1995. Again, Walker having been on the San Francisco blues scene back in the mid to late 1960s. In the late 60s, he was actually a roommate of Michael Bloomfield. Bloomfield himself, a very, very interesting figure in blues, also a somewhat tragic figure. He was, as a young man, he was originally from Chicago, and he was an audacious guitar player as a young man. He ended up sitting in with all sorts of Chicago greats, people like Muddy Waters, Otis Rush, and Magic Sam gave him a bit of an education on guitar. And then the blues, he ended up in 65 joining Paul Butterfield for the Butterfield Blues Band, left them in 67, ended up with Nick Gravenites forming the short-lived band Electric Flag. He and Gravenites and Musselwhite had recorded some years prior to that in Chicago. Bloomfield he passed away in 1981 at the age of 46 of a drug overdose, but he was an absolutely remarkable guitar player. We're going to go back to 1967, a recording of him playing guitar with the group Electric Flag. Michael Bloomfield here on KRVS with Nick Gravenites on vocals. They're going to do a cover of The Killing Floor.
A long time ago, yes, I should have quit you, baby, a long time ago. You know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. If I'd have listened to my second mind, second mind, you know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. We'll be right back.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
It's been a long, hard journey. I don't have to cry no more. Just keep your lamp burning, babe, so your man will know the score. One more mile. One more mile to go. Well, it's been a long, hard journey. I did wrong when I took a gamble. I bet my money wrong. I was betting on my baby, and my baby wasn't at home. One more mile, just one more mile to go.
From the mid-1960s, that was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band with a James Cotton composition called One More Mile. And Michael Bloomfield was in the band at the time playing guitar. He was on the track prior to that also. He was with the band The Electric Flag. Again, Nick Gravenice on vocals, Michael Bloomfield on guitar, doing a cover of the old, Howling Wolf tune, The Killing Floor. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Being as that tune that Bloomfield did with Gravenites was a Howling Wolf tune, let's turn to Howling Wolf next here. Here's Wolf doing a Willie Dixon composition recorded back in 1954. Wolf along with Otis Spann on piano, Jody Williams and Hubert Sumlin on guitars. Here's Howling Wolf with Evil.
After a long way from home, can't sleep at night, grab your telephone, something just ain't right. That's evil. sleep at all. And you'll know another mule is kicking in your stall.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I have a part in your brother. You better watch your happy home.
Smoking off you half the whole bone.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Make me really know.
Michael Bram from a brand new disc called Suitcase in the Hall, his rendition of Howlin' for My Darling, a number written by Howling Wolf and recorded by Wolf back in 1959. And before hearing Bram, we heard, of course, Howling Wolf from 1954 doing his cover of the tune that Willie Dixon wrote for him. The number was Evil. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to take a look now at some of the music going on around the area. There's quite a bit happening, which is good coming out of a Mardi Gras week. This evening, the bands Loves It, Tina and Her Pony, and also Miss Emily and the Collard Greens will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. will be playing at Imonelli. Also this evening, Denton Hatcher, Julian Primo, and his Royal Rowdy Company will be at Artmosphere. Justin Rutley plays Bisbanos. AJ and the Bad Cats appear at the Oasis Sports Bar. T-Mond will be at McGee's Landing tonight. The Modern Jazz Movement plays the Blue Dog Cafe. Gino Delafoss will be at the Chafalaya Club. And Jambalaya's at Randall's. Pretty Things Peep Show tonight at Feed and Seed. And also this evening, Irene and the Sleepers, as well as Adam Dale at the Wild Salmon. Lerone Rubin plays Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, Ruben Moreno and the Zydeco Re-Evolution will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Tomorrow evening, Sugar Bear and the Monkey Tangs and also three other bands will be at Artmosphere. The Four Paws play Backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow night. Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole will be at the Blue Moon Saloon. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play Clementine in New Iberia. Al Berard and the Girls will be at Blue Dog Cafe tomorrow night. Rachel Wilson and Cajun Express play Liberty Theater in Eunice. The Pedestrians will be at Oasis Sports Bar tomorrow. Riposte is at the Wild Salmon, and singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. On Sunday, Caleb Elliott plays for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Zydeco Rays at Randall's. Corey Ledet will play for a brunch at Artmosphere. Richard Miller and the Musical Playboys play for a Bal du Dimanche at Vermilionville Sunday afternoon. And also Sunday, Balance and Greg Wright will be at the Wild Salmon. Monday night, there's a Bluegrass Jam every Monday night at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Also on Monday, Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier will be at Scotty's Ice House. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, also Songwriters Night at Oasis Sports Bar and Backstage Bar and Grill, and also the night for a Jazz Jam at Bisbanos. We have music next from, I hate to say this, but the late Roscoe Chenier of Opelousas. He died, a week ago yesterday of kidney disease related to diabetes. He's been an Opelousas blues man for many decades. He first recorded back in 1961, had a single out back then, and then in the early 90s recorded for Avenue Jazz and had a few discs out since then. He's toured Europe and the United States. Here is Roscoe Chenier from his Avenue Jazz Records release. It's a self-titled release, Roscoe Chenier, with a number called Find Me a New Love.
I'm gonna find me a woman, one that I can call my own. I don't know what's happening. Seems like all the women is gone. But the way that I see, the woman might mistreat me. Better leave her be. I'll be good to this woman and be a loving man. It's learn to love and understand. But if she don't wanna go wrong, don't wanna be all alone, she can come on home.
Thank you.
baby, I got to go. You don't love me anymore. I'm leaving, darling. I'ma find me new love. Every day, since you mistreated me, I gotta leave you be. Oh, darling.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
All aboard! Meet old Frisco, take my baby away. Meet old Frisco, take my baby away. Well, now I'm hoping and trusting she come back home someday. What make people just don't understand? What make people just don't understand? Well, now she gone away and left me. Why the train go round the bend? Oh, oh. Well, I started in the crying. People, I don't have no friend. A wagon man builds up a loafer, tie them down. A wagon man builds up a loafer, tear them down. Well, I worked hard all of my life. Now you're getting pushed around.
Recording for Chess Records back in 1956. That was a Muddy Waters band. Muddy, of course, on vocals on that track, and also two blues harpists, Little Walter and James Cotton. Cotton had started with the Muddy Waters band in 1955, but the Chess Brothers still wanted Little Walter in on a lot of the recordings. In this case, James Cotton did some really nice work imitating the sort of rhythmic sounds of the train. Little Walter doing some fabulous work on the chromatic blues harp, chromatic harmonica. He was the first blues harpist to really, really master the chromatic. All Aboard, the name of that tune. And Muddy Waters and his band was preceded by Roscoe Chenier here on KRVS. Again, Roscoe passed away 8 days ago. And his funeral is going to be held this morning in Opelousas, and it may be a benefit to help raise funds in the near future to defray some of the expenses incurred by the family. Roscoe Chenier, we heard him from the early 1990s, and he did us a number called Find Me a New Love. Well, we just heard Muddy Waters doing a train song. Trains, of course, for many, many years were very romantic means of conveyances for old-time country players and bluesmen and all sorts of people. Got a couple more train songs coming up here on KRVS. First back to 1940, March of that year. Booker White, after he did a two-year stint at the Parchman Farm prison, here's Booker White with a special streamline.
That's that fast special streamline leaving out of Memphis, Tennessee, going into New Orleans. She's running so fast the hobos don't fool with this train. They stand on the track with the hat in their hand. I had a friend girl that morning was catching that train. She got up singing this song. Hey, Dad, I'm sorry to leave my home. No, 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 no. She heard that 8:30 local blowing that morning. She hadn't read the train in a good while. She thought it'd have that special streamline. She heard that 8:30 local when she's coming to the line. They cleared up for that streamline blowing like this. She said, Dad, is that my train? I said, I ain't keeping up with the train time. I'm trying to make a few dimes. She dropped her head and went to singing and crying. Hey, it's all right how you turn me down. I ain't got a dime. After she called for a ticket, she heard this special streamline drawing 36 miles from Memphis, Tennessee. Make it lonesome now, cause I'm a hobo myself sometimes. Man asked her what out of the train. She told him she didn't know it. She could hear the bell. She could tell him all about it. As she dropped over that hill and dropped off in the valley, she heard the bell begin to tone like this. Make it sound like a church bell tone. Little before she got to that 10-mile trailer, she blowed and throwed on our bread. Our bread. She got to that 10-mile turn, she was getting cross, she was tipping cross the automatic switch, getting the water and coal on the fly. You could hear her when she's striking that double line like this. When she run across the last one, she squalled in. This girl looked out and seen that train, she come as a singing and crying. Hey, Dad, I don't wanna leave. I believe I lose my mind. When that train got a little before she got to New Orleans, she went around and curled. You would hear when she was blowing like this. The people's always standing at the station down there to see that train come in. You would hear when she squalled. Wild but him.
Starting in Fort Worth, Texas, going down to Texarkana, double back to Fort Worth, come on down to Dallas, change cars in Katy, oh, coming through to church, gone to Kansas City, all the way through. Chicago, all the way back to Fort Worth, Texas. I'm on my way. Yeah, change cars on the TV. Leaving Fort Worth, Texas. Gone to Dallas, all the way to Carlton, Grand Saline, Silver Lake, Mineola. Marshall, Alexandra, Rock Wall, now to Greenville, Galveston, McAllister, Tarrytown, Muskogee, Fort Wagner, across to Kansas, Kansas City, Superior, change car, and jump in Sully. Oh yeah. Hello Springfield, I'm on my way to Chicago, Bloomington, Darlington, as if the highball pass on through. Oh, I'm on my way to Chicago. Polk Street Depot, I'm on my way. Oh, don't you know, here I come, Chicago, Chicago.
Rory Block with an interesting train song, a number called Railroad and Some, first recorded by Ragtime Henry Thomas, a Texan, who recorded back in the late 1920s. He was a guy that recorded the tune Bulldoze Blues at Canned Heat, later morphed into Going Up the Country. Rory Block from her disc When a Woman Gets the Blues. She was preceded by Booker White. We heard Booker from 1940 doing a number called Special Streamline. Next year on KRVS, Nora Lee King from 1942. She's got another song about railroads, this one called Cannonball. And Sammy Price kicks it off on piano with sort of a note-for-note rip-off of Cow Cow Davenport's 1927 Cow Cow Blues. And if you listen closely, you can hear Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet in the background. Nora Lee King, again from 1942, with Cannonball.
This morning, my man was gone. Till at my bedside, hung my head and moaned. Went down that street, Lord, I couldn't be satisfied. I had the railroad blues, but I was just too mean to cry. Some say left from that seaboard, some said with a W&A. I don't care where train it was that carried my man away. Cause I starched his jumpers, ironed up his overalls. Now he's gonna ride that train, boy, they call it Cannonball. She'd leave Cincinnati about 5 o'clock. You ought to see that fireman get those boilers hot. First time she blows in Bowling Green. Next time she blows, get ready to stop in New Orleans. She blows in Louisville, 7:30. Blows in Decatur about 11:30. Blows in Birmingham just about 4:30. At 5 o'clock you'll see him knocking on my back door. I said, come in here, daddy. Where you been so long? He said, babe, I've been in Cincinnati. Turn that Sally Long. I said, Sally Long me. And he could rock me too. Ain't nobody been here can rock me like my daddy do.
From 1925, that was the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, with I Ain't Gonna Play No Second Fiddle, I'm Used to Playing Lead. She gave as good as she got. It's often said she, there's a story about a legendary fight she had with her philandering husband in a hotel room, tore the place up. She was really, really something, Bessie Smith. She had with her on that track, by the way, Louis Armstrong on cornet. Before we heard Bessie Smith, we heard Nora Lee King doing a number called Cannonball, recorded back in 1942. Again, Sammy Price on piano and Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet on that number. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. This program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. Many of you keep us on the air, help keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We'd like to thank you for that support. If you are not a member, if you are not a supporter of KRVS, we hope that you'll consider becoming one. It's easy to pledge securely online at krvs.org, and we have to have new membership, and we need your continued support to keep these programs going. Again, thanks all of you who help us out there. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06, and of course have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. To take us on up to news time with NPR, from Philadelphia, veteran blues harp player Steve Geiger from his disc Past Life Blues, a number called Snake Oil.